That's right, folks. It's your favorite and mine, the Pleasure Saucer Podcast. Number 8. Lucky number 8. All numbers are lucky. Even 5. 5 can be very lucky. You know, a special thing about 5, the more you look for 5 in nature and society, the more you'll find it. That's an old joke. So, today we have the lovely and talented Adele. We had Ashley last week. This is Adele Park, a woman with a voice I envy, with a green, fiery passion. I don't think this woman ever says, She doesn't pause. She doesn't stutter. She doesn't need to catch her thoughts. I believe this is due to her being a broadcast journalist for a while, but she is just so damn poised. It is remarkable. I am quite enamored and incredibly envious. This is our guest today. Been involved in some interesting projects, in my continuing quest to not actually write. I have been developing some TV shows, more on those as they develop in the next couple of weeks, and look out for some more interesting developments with the Pleasure Saucer Podcast. We may be changing format soon. I'll let you guys know about that as that develops too. But now, Adele Park. So, Adele Park, welcome to the Pleasure Saucer. Before we get to the book and all that, I went to your website and I saw the website for your first book, Jitters, and I saw the Jimmy Fallon bit about it, and he gave you a bit of a short shift there, I think.
Actually, I think he did me a great big giant favor, because what he did was help me to publicize my book and kind of get the word out about it. I have such a niche product that anytime I can get a celebrity like Jimmy Fallon to talk about it, I think that's a great thing. And in fact, I was the one that actually submitted the title of my own project to Jimmy Fallon's Do Not Read list.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't actually imagine that they would actually pick it. Mm-hmm. So when they did, I was delighted.
Okay, well, I'm glad that worked out. So this book, Yikes, as was the previous book, are both set in Utah, which to the rest of America, you know, just as a honest first impression, seemed like kind of an odd place.
It is an odd place, which is why it's really good fodder for fiction.
Yes. Now, other states that have a reputation for, shall we say, interesting characters have almost sort of semi-official chroniclers, like Tim Dorsey is one of my favorites. He writes about Florida. I was wondering, is there a semi-official chronicler for Utah? If not, are you going for that job? Because I think you got a good start this way.
The only job I want to have is writing and producing more audiobooks, but all of my stories take place in a fictitious town called Navel, Utah. And this is a wondrous little spot where orange trees are in abundance and most of the people are polygamous.
Okay. So let's talk about the current book we have, Yikes, where marijuana and reality TV combine, I believe is the subtitle. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yikes, another quirky audiobook, is a story about a marijuana enthusiast named Blue McKenna who gets involved in a reality TV show as a way to cure an apocalyptic case of writer's block. So a cast of all these kooky contestants gather in the town of Navel, Utah, to participate in Yikes, which is a reality show. Now, some of these participants include people like Stephen Finch. This is a guy that develops a conspiracy theory involving a rock band called the Rectal Surgeons. And then we also have characters like Randall Smoot, who is a member of the Gay Mafia. It's random, I know.
No, random's good. Random's good. Let's talk about the three main themes we have. Oh, well, I don't know about themes, but three main, shall we say, sound bites that appear in the book, polygamy, marijuana, and reality TV. Living in Utah, could you tell us, for one thing, how do you feel about the show Big Love?
I loved that show. I watched all three seasons. I would build a whole evening around the episodes because I enjoyed them so much.
It was a very good show. I did enjoy that. What's the term? Is it dissident? Fundamentalist? Is there a catch-all term for the breakaway sects that are in Utah?
Interestingly, there are lots of different sects of polygamous groups here in Utah. And one of the best books about this is by John Krakauer. It's called Under the Banner of Heaven. And what he does so brilliantly is delineate between the different groups. For example, here in St. George, I live near Colorado City and Hilldale, which are two twin communities that were headed up by the notorious polygamist Warren Jeffs. Mm-hmm. Just down the road as you head towards Lake Powell, there's a community called Big Water, and that was run by a guy named Alex Joseph, who has since passed on. But he was basically a hippie-type guy, and his polygamist group had nothing to do with religion. And then there are all kinds of groups throughout the state, and most of them are not connected to each other. Some of them are fundamentalist Mormons, and some of them are just people like Alex Joseph who choose this lifestyle.
Okay. So would Alex Joseph be considered a polygamist or maybe polyamorous?
I think he would be considered a polygamist because, to my knowledge, and I had the opportunity as a reporter to interview some of his wives, my definition of polyandry is when, you know, you're sort of in a group. And the impression that I got from the wives of Alex Joseph is that these women were just very strong, independent women. They liked living communally. They really liked Alex Joseph. And they saw this as an opportunity to go off to law school or go to any kind of, you know, college or career and have other people in the community be able to help them raise their children. So I saw this as a very different type of lifestyle than what I would think of as a typical polyandry type situation where maybe you have like two women and one man and they're all, you know, in a marriage together or in a, you know, relationship together. I got the feeling, although they didn't actually say this, but I got the feeling with Alex Joseph, it was more just sort of women liber types. He had one wife that was worked for the Bureau of Land Management. He had another one that was a news reporter. I think one of them was a lawyer. So these were all just women that enjoyed the lifestyle.
Okay. Does marijuana play a large, I don't know about playing a large part, but is marijuana prevalent in Utah? I mean, we see so many other states in the area pass bills legalizing it. Is Utah on its way towards that, or is it still pretty underground there?
The short answer to that would be no.
Okay.
This is not a state that's likely to ever make any advances. Well, never say never, but it's highly unlikely, given the conservative viewpoints of the majority of the voters in this state, that you would ever see anything like that happen. But you never know. I would say that based on the number of raids they do on grow sites in the mountains around Utah and the amount of money that they spend doing that, it's kind of big business.
On both sides, I imagine.
Exactly. And we have a lot of private prisons now. So it has become sort of an industry in and of itself.
Right. That's such a lovely thing to get into. Actually, no, it's not. It's terrifying.
It's upsetting to me personally because I happen to know of people in my community that have no health care or are not getting enough to eat, don't have enough money to give their children all of the supplies that they need for school. And so until basic needs are met, it's discouraging to have taxpayer dollars go for busting grow sites.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
I have a really loud voice. I tend to not get ignored.
Hold on one second. Okay. Can you hear me now?
I think I just got beamed up in the pleasure saucer.
I'm just wondering if I'm having a problem with my... Oh, well. Anyway, I'll fix it.
You're coming through loud and clear here.
Am I? Okay. Well, we'll just go with that then. Okay. back to subject. You do audiobooks. You don't do textbooks. Is that correct? I mean, books as in text.
Here is the story of my company, Straight to Audio Productions. Mm-hmm. I wrote a couple of novels. I tried to get them published. And if you know me, I'm one of these people that is very, very persistent. Mm-hmm. And I could never attract the attention of either an agent or a publisher. Publishers didn't want to look at my stuff because I wasn't represented by an agent. Agents didn't want to represent me because I had never been published. And so after a while, I finally got around to asking myself why I wanted to be published in the first place. And the answer always came down to this: because I wanted to make an audiobook. At that time, I wrongly assumed, mostly because of my experience in Barnes & Noble, that you had to have your project first come out in book form. Because if you look in an audiobook section of a bookstore, most of the titles that you find correspond or correlate to something that you can find as a book in the store.
Right.
So there are always way more books than there are audiobooks. And so I guess I just assumed that I had to progress along those lines. And so in a pure moment of aha, I realized that I could bypass the publishing industry altogether. And so I formed an LLC called Straight to Audio Productions, and both my projects, Jitters, a quirky little audiobook, and Yikes, another quirky audiobook, are only available as audiobooks. There is no print version at this time. That's not to say I might not eventually explore doing an e-publication or something of that nature, but right now they're just available as audiobooks.
And one thing I thought was very interesting is that even though they're as audiobooks, you are venturing into the mainstay of modern text publishing in the book trailer. I quite enjoyed the book trailer for Yikes. It was very well done. And
I have one for Jitters as well.
Oh, you do?
It's okay. So lovely to have YouTube, because you can produce something that gives your listeners kind of a little visual of what they might see or what they might experience through the audiobook. And you can run it all day, every day. And it's just a wonderful tool. Now is a fabulous time to be artistic of any sort because of the internet. And there are so many ways to share your content with the public. And YouTube is a really strong way for me personally.
One thing I noticed, I thought was interesting, is the multiple voices. I mean, whenever I listen to audiobooks, typically they're just one person doing different voices, sometimes even the author doing different voices. But you have quite a few people in your cast. Let's see, over 10 at least, which I found very interesting.
I have 11 actors that worked on Yikes, another quirky audiobook, and mm-hmm. I had 17 actors that worked on Jitters, another quirky audiobook. And Jitters actually won an Audie in 2011 in the multi-voiced category from the Audio Publishers Association. So that was quite a coup for us.
I saw that.
I write in first person, and so it makes sense to have a full cast of characters. I explore different ways of narrating the stories. In Yikes, I use a more traditional form of narration. But in Jitters, because that story happens to be about a radio shock jock named Nancy Neptune, I narrate the story through a series of newscasts with the characters reacting to the events of the day. There is an ongoing plot, but if anybody's ever listened to my audiobooks, they begin to understand that plot is sort of beside the point. It's kind of these quirky little stories, and they almost play out like individual vignettes, although they do happen in chronological order and there is an overall plot.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to Yikes, and I did notice the sort of tales within tales structure you're going for is quite nice. So what is next for Straight to Audio and for Adele Park?
I am currently working on a project I'm just calling Quirky 3 right now. I have a very cool title for it, but I don't want to just release it right now. And the only thing I can say is that I'm going all the way with this one. Pull out the stopper, we'll have a whopper. I have a very sticky subject that I think needs satire, and I'm going to be talking more about that in the future as the project progresses. I'm not yet in production. I'm still writing it. In fact, I've just kind of started writing it. So I'm a little ways off with that. But there are definitely plans for a new audiobook. And okay. Again, it will be multi-voiced. There will be an overall narrator. But this will be a little bit different than either Jitters or Yikes in terms of the narration.
And if someone to pick up Yikes, where would they go?
They can visit my website at www.yikesaudiobook.com. And on my website, they can see my trailer for YouTube. They can also meet the cast and learn a little bit about them. I have a blog on that website, so if you want to read about some of the things I'm writing about right now, you're certainly welcome to visit the blog. And you can also purchase a copy of Yikes on that website. Yikes, another quirky audiobook, is available for sale on both Audible.com and Amazon.com. And I have links to that from my website.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Park. This has been a great interview. And
thank you so much, John. It's been really wonderful to be on the Pleasure Saucer podcast.
Thank you. The Pleasure Saucer podcast is a production of Pleasure Saucer Media, which is solely responsible for its contents. I've been John Robinson. You can subscribe to the Pleasure Saucer podcast by going to iTunes, going to our Tumblr page, pleasuresaucerpodcast.tumblr.com, and you can find out more information on the Pleasure Saucer by going to our main website, www.pleasuresaucermedia.com. You can also catch updates on the Pleasure Saucer at our Twitter feed, which is Johnny Lemuria at Twitter. And you can find Pleasure Saucer on Facebook at Pleasure Saucer Media.